The period when Nasser was committing his crimes corresponds more or less with Simon's time leading MSU. Simon told the Senate panel she regrets what happened and apologized to the hundreds of girls and women who were abused by Nasser.
Again, to the survivors of Nasser's abuse, I can never say enough that I am so sorry that a trusted, renowned physician turned out to be an evil predator. And I'm sorry that we did not discover his crimes and remove him from the community sooner.
Nasser was a celebrity physician who treated national champions and U.S. Olympics athletes, and his victims say that helped provide him with cover to commit his crimes. Not all spoke up, but those who did say their complaints were ignored until 2 years ago. Simon told the committee that's the first time she heard Nasser might be a predator.
Not a day goes by without me wishing that he had been caught and punished sooner. And not a day goes by without me wondering what we missed or what we could have done to detect his evil before the 2016 complaint.
Two former officials with USA Gymnastics, which also employed Nasser as a sports doctor, sat at the witness table with Simon. There are multiple criminal investigations underway that are focused on some of the same questions Senate subcommittee members were asking. Who at these organizations might have been aware of suspicions about Nasser but failed to act? Former USA Gymnastics President Steve Perry determined the best course for him was not to answer.
I have been instructed by my attorney to assert my rights under the Fifth Amendment to the Constitution.
I must respectfully decline to answer your question.
I would like to answer your question.
I've been instructed by my attorney to assert my rights under the Fifth Amendment to the Constitution.
Once again, I would like to answer your question. However, I respectfully decline to answer your question.
After refusing to answer half a dozen times, the committee chair dismissed Perry. As he wordlessly walked out of the hearing room, a survivor yelled out at him, "Shame." The hearing continued with rounds of questions from senators. Michigan Senator Gary Peters noted MSU has reached a $500 million agreement with a group of survivors.
This settlement grew directly out of a culture that may have enabled a predator. To put it simply, Larry Nasser likely didn't get away with his abhorrent behavior for years simply on his own.
Peters, who has a master's degree from MSU, called the scandal a stain on the school that will last for decades. Simon agreed and called it MSU's darkest hour. But Simon's act of contrition did not sit well with a group of Nasser's survivors who traveled to D.C. for the hearing.
I don't think that her apologies count for much.
Morgan McCall says she heard nothing about changing the culture at MSU or any real steps that might have changed what happened.
I want to see her apologize for what she did, and I also am disappointed to hear that she wouldn't do anything differently.
McCall says she hopes the Senate hearings will result in new federal laws that make it easier to charge people in positions of responsibility who don't act when they are made aware of allegations of abuse. I'm Rick Pluta on Capitol Hill.